Not sure if this is the right place to post this story, but it's way too creepy not to share it. A friend of mine was at my house browsing the dark web with Tor. Now don't ask me what he was doing there, but he came across a site that supposedly showcased banned content from the regular web, like gruesome crime scene photos and such. And anyway, he searched around for a while when he came across a story with an audio clip that he thought looked cool, figuring that it would be nothing special. Until he heard it. The more he listened, the more upset he became. Suddenly, he stood up, took off the headphones, and threw them on the desk. He looked really shaken. I asked him what was wrong. He said, "That fucking audio file." So now, of course, I wanted to hear it myself, but he quickly deleted the sound file and closed Tor. I asked him what was so bad about it, and he said it was like hearing a real-life snuff tape. Only this was an entire group of people, including kids. I said it was fake. He yelled back, "No, this shit is totally real." He quickly left, but forgot he saved a copy of the story. So I sat down and read it. This is the actual text, copied and pasted exactly as it is. A real creepypasta. I'm still afraid to listen to the audio myself. That is, if I could ever find it. The Afternoon Incident. Real or Hoax? Associated Press for immediate release. As a journalist, I've investigated everything from political corruption to celebrity scandals to international cybercrime, but never have I come across something so bizarre and deeply disturbing as a simple audio tape. I received it at work from my late aunt's estate, whose possessions were divided amongst remaining family members after her death. Of everything she had, only one item was personally requested to go to a specific family member, me. It was a small box containing a tape labeled "The Dark Afternoon." I couldn't understand why she wanted me to have the tape, and no one else. Underneath it, I saw a note scribbled in her handwriting. My aunt wrote that the tape was an actual emergency recording made from the dispatch unit at the small-town police station she once worked at in the early 70s. The last sentence made the point that she personally knew a few of the callers on the tape. I thought, so what? I soon found out. Curious, I played it. An hour later, I was shaking, literally. It was, without a doubt, the single most disturbing thing I have ever heard. It's something that gets under your skin in a very... I can't describe. I've seen plenty of gruesome things during my career. I've covered wars, crimes, you name it. Much is hard to stomach, but this was different. Maybe it's the more intimate way you listen to it, or the loud, in-your-ear, blood-curdling screams. I don't know. It begins with harsh static, which is broken by a call from a citizen of the tiny town to report a dark, featureless form was outside their house, standing there, watching. Unmoving. The dispatcher tells the caller that it's more likely some kid playing a prank when a knock sounds on the caller's front door. Here the line goes dead. Creepy, but nothing extraordinary. Then it happens. Call after call pours in. People all over town report the same dark forms having appeared everywhere. When the dispatcher tried to reassure them it was nothing to be alarmed about, the callers insist there's something ominous going on and request an officer come by as soon as possible. But with only one officer in town, there wasn't much that could be done. The callers report the figures were no longer standing there, but closing in on them. You hear pounding on doors, windows shattering, sinister laughter, etc. You can hear sheer panic and terror in the callers' voices as this is happening. It's very disturbing. The gruesome, bizarre things happen to each one. Things I don't want to recount. Finally, there's static until the tape runs out. All you're left with is a mental picture of what you think might have happened. Your own imagination is always worse than any photo or video. I told myself it must be a hoax. Just a spooky ghost tape made to scare unsuspecting listeners. As a journalist, I know there's no way a town in 20th century America besieged by ominous things resulting in numerous deaths would not make the news. Then a thought occurred to me. Could it be real? Maybe my aunt wanted me to hear it, to investigate it and expose anything on the tape in order to prove it did happen. And that's what I did. After checking it, it turns out this small town did in fact experience an industrial accident that unfortunately took several lives one afternoon during the early 70s. Friends and family were told by authorities that the bodies of the victims were contaminated and not able to be claimed for burial. And they were right. They could not be claimed. Not because of contamination, but because none of the victims were ever found. No town, state, or federal records reveal that any bodies were ever removed from the town. They just vanished. A deeper question now arises. Did the number, gender, and ages of the people killed in the so-called accident correspond in any way to the callers that are heard on the tape? Every last one. This was no hoax or accident, it was something else, and my aunt knew it. Needless to say, when I presented the recording and my findings to my press editor, they were more than a little skeptical. However, they were even more worried about the legal ramifications that might result from the town and state's present authorities if they ever knew what I uncovered. I knew then and there they would never let me publish it. But that doesn't mean no one could hear it. That's what the dark web is for. Containing some of the most twisted things the human mind could come up with. Red rooms, murder cams. The dark web is also a place for anonymity. A place where both users and sites that they visit can remain hidden. So it's here that I upload the audio in hopes that someone, somewhere, can finally shed light on what really happened on that dark afternoon. Do I really want to know?